That's certainly the fear of the Greek government. The Prime Minister, Mr. Tsipras, has been saying that he's afraid that it's going to become a complete dumping ground for refugees. And one of the problems is that the Macedonians, for example, have stipulated that they will now only accept Syrians and Iraqis. They've stopped Afghans from coming through. And during the past week, there have been protests by Afghans who thought that they were virtually assured of getting through to Northern Europe and now finding that they're blocked at a place called Idomeni on the Macedonian border. And all the while there is this pressure coming from behind with refugees coming across from Turkey. The winter weather hasn't stopped them in the slightest, and it's estimated that so far this year there have been 100,000 people in the first 2 months of this year, which is about 13 or 14 times the number that were coming across in the similar period last year.
Given that Greece is literally the start of the Balkan route, Malcolm, can you think of a reason why Athens was not invited to Wednesday's meeting between Austria and basically all of the Balkan countries on the migrant crisis?
I think basically that what the Balkan countries and perhaps Austria are working towards is the isolation of Greece. I think that this is the precursor for all of these countries sealing their borders around Greece so that Greece in the future will not be able to allow all of these refugees just to pass through. I think that is the agenda, and I think this is basically the start of what is going to be the breakup of the Schengen area and the exclusion of Greece at the very least from the Schengen area, so that it will not have the authority to be able to allow people within its territory to move to other countries within the Schengen no border zone.
We heard this week that NATO has put the finishing touches on its mission to patrol the Aegean in conjunction with Frontex, the EU's border agency, and the Greek and Turkish coast guards. You've been out with Frontex this past week. Can you explain the gist of this mission?
Well, there are numerous Frontex vessels out in the waters at the moment, and when I was there were about five NATO ships that were patrolling the borders of the waters of the Aegean. And what they're basically trying to do is to act as a deterrent to the migrants from coming out. But Frontex effectively is acting as a search and rescue operation. I was out with a Portuguese small boat that went out, and it hadn't seen, when I turned up, about any migrants for about 9 days or so. And then suddenly there was a boat with about 50 Syrians who were stranded in the middle of the waters between Greece and Turkey. And the Portuguese offloaded all of them onto their vessel now. One of the things that was quite clear was that the Syrians who came onto this boat saying that they were expecting to be picked up, they were expecting to be met. And so there is this real question as to whether or not Frontex's presence as basically a search and rescue operation, which is bringing these people ashore, is actually encouraging people to go. As far as NATO is concerned, they say that they will not be turning people back, but what they will do is that they will adhere to treaties, international ones, which require them to go to the assistance of people who are in distress upon the sea. And so what they will do is, if they have to rescue people, they will return people to Turkey. But Turkey is the key to all of this, and what the Europeans are hoping is that Turkey is going to comply to its side of the bargain, by which it gets 3 billion euros or so, and will fulfil its commitment to reduce the number of migrants who are coming across. But at the moment, it doesn't look as though any of these things are working. The head of Frontex said that they certainly expect maybe another million migrants to come across so far. And this is really having a serious strain on the social services of many of the European countries.
One of those European countries, Greece, given its financial woes, how in the world can it solve the ongoing crisis?
It's really in serious trouble, I think, to be perfectly honest, if it becomes a dumping ground for refugees. I mean, if it's quite possible that it is going to have to sort of take on hundreds of thousands of refugees in camps in the mainland, which is something that it doesn't want to have to do. And it is not in a financial position to be able to rectify it itself. And if this happens, what it will need to do will be to get funding from the European Union, because most of the other European Union countries don't want to take any more migrants, whatever they may say. They really want this whole thing to stop. And I think that what they've done with Turkey, for example, is to throw money at the problem. And I think if Greece does become this place where all of these refugees end up, then the European Union will have to bail them out in some form. And perhaps what might happen is that there will be some easing of the financial restrictions on Greece as it has to pay back all of this money that it's borrowed as a result of various bailouts. But I think that everybody recognises within Europe that Greece is suffering an enormous burden. But national interest has come first, and I think that most European countries will happily throw money at the problem to make it go away. But ultimately, what needs to happen more than anything else is that there has to be peace in Syria, because that's certainly going to stop the outflow of migrants and refugees. And unfortunately, that doesn't really look like happening. If anything, things look like they're getting worse.